22, that they declared an autonomy to the king of adults and in the region of those who believe that this is heaven to the atmosphere. And there it is, and it's cooler, 300, 400, and then later, just 2 hours later, we find David in the shore of the Dead Sea. He is a recent following of being made. The Dead Sea crowded the feet and the recesses of David. The Scholars of the Lions on the issue is David talking about his experience in the cave of Adullam or the cave in Daniel. Because of what it's stated later in our text, specifically what is stated in verse 6, I'm tempted to believe that David has the latter episode in the He is a greater breath of death. So that I can find peace in a moment such as this. We say there are in sort of God. It says he was standing in the reading Psalms. He did the same at the beginning of the front. It is going to be grace to me, O God, and grace to me. For my soul takes refuge in you. And in the shadow of your wings, I will take refuge. Until destruction is passed on, I will empower you to God of my God, which is all things for me. He will stand from heaven and save me. He will put his hands and handles upon me. God will send forth his loving kindness, his truth. My soul is among the lions. I must lay down among those who breathe forth fire. Even the sons of men, whose teeth are our spears and arrows, when they come, I shall restore. He is called to go to heaven to God, glory above the earth. They have prepared a bed for my steps. My soul is bowed down, they have dug a pit before me. They have dug a pit before me in the midst of it. He was. With respect to my mother, my heart is dead back, O God, my heart is dead back. I have seen the house in praises. Awake, my glory, awake, harp and lyre, I will awaken the dawn. I will be pleased to you, O Lord, among people. I will sing praise to you among the nations, for your loving kindness is great to the heads, and your truth to the mountains. Exalted are the heads of God, that you glory in your love, all your name. Father, come before you as a people of truth. Look at the open the scriptures, the saying. We do so because we recognize that the sacred text is able to make one wise to salvation. It was never in our lives. One hundred years of it. So we know we have to be Jesus once again in his words. That you would speak to us, that you would enter the truth of Psalm 57 clear, that we might be able to walk in your ways, so we might have honor you. Pray all these things in the precious name of your Son and our Savior, Lord. Amen. Thank you, brother. Our text for this morning is fairly easy to help our hearts. We're going to go ahead and have a the two identical verses that are in the text, that verse 2 modeling is repeated verbatim in verse 11, that these verses form something of an inclusionary refrain. I just tell us that maybe the text should be divided, I think it gets you to two times. The way we divide these two parts is that in the first part, in verses 1 through 5, we have David's confident entreaty for deliverance. And then in the second part of the text, verses 6 through 11, we have David's confident expectation of deliverance. So within each section, between his entreaty and his expectation, we will see what it is that calms the writer's troubled soul. But in the midst of all the danger, this man has to stay in his heart and his soul on his heart. And he can do it. And the medium of looking at David's confidence in grieving for deliverance. And we notice how the prayer is stated in verses 9 to 10 and 3. He breaks to me, O God, he breaks to me. For my soul takes refuge in you, and in the shadow of your wings, I will take refuge in your distressing natural body. I will cry out to God most high to deliver the heart of all the things for me. He will sit in the head to save me. He will put his hands and transform me. God will send word in his loving kindness. Well, the reason it's confident is that David knows. But David is going to begin by asking that the Lord be gracious or be merciful to him. And the Lord is clear that even when he did so perfect, and while it's clear that David is concerned with being himself, he does not receive a full glorious gift of a deliverer, Savior. But he doesn't place an obligation upon the mind. This is not an order to flee. This is a proper request. Why would the David recognize that he is a mere mortal? That he's not going to make the man of the one who matches the sunlight, the moon, and the stars? That the God who created all things, the one who owns them, the one who cannot be compelled to do anything by anyone, who can't pretend that he is a pitiful creature, that he's weak, that he's so bad. He wouldn't be crying out that it was us a lot. Then he cannot save himself. So raising his empty hands to the heavens, he begs for God's kind intervention. He receives that request, yes, be gracious to me, O God, be gracious to me. But the need is covered. So he makes this request because he already was trust, his faith in the Lord. He has already taken refuge in God's world and will continue. But I'm saying that their writer is not viewing the Lord like some large stone fortress. I mean, it's like a castle. This one is great and impressive. But some of the helpless souls are right. You know, or here he invents two men of the Lord to get on his hands. The animal that his brother chased closer to her until she might stay in her bed under the shadow of her wings until the destruction of the Lord. That picture of intimacy, that picture of tender care, is compatible with the violence of the moment. Because the word of God uses here for destruction, it presents a surprising picture. Right? And the mission is engulfing his ruin. It is a catastrophic event that eliminates everything that lies in his path. So this is that tornado that, you know, kind of swaps through the city center. So, you know, buildings and houses are on the side of the path, but everything in the middle is stupid. This is the forest fire. Which reduces everything to a smoldering pile of ash. This is the word that was used to describe Job's ruination. The word that is used to describe deadly pestilence. The word that is used to describe an unjust, who knows the answer is receiving, taking everything from the city. Leading them destitute and with all the resources of the because we live in every day of Jesus here, not being your form as most of our English texts reads. The physical world is not. If someone did it, not be speaking of any destruction, let me speak in the world. Many destructions, not just one storm, but a series of deceptive storms that even can bring the writer one half of the earth. Never let up, never too sorry. Why are they waiting so long? Why do we expect to survive this challenge? Look at verses 2 and 3. Let me say that in Genesis, his request, he now gets it grounding to the foundation on which it is based. Because I'm trying to know this for him. First of all, I need you to know that David is going to place some confidence in Jehovah's position. Then in verse 3, in verse 2, David modified the way that he addresses the Lord. This is my data that you will cry out to. Say, God, I'm not close. And David, you remember that God has no right, that the God of Abraham and Isaac, the traitor, he cannot stop. That there is a vision of the term song that is necessarily glory because there is no one like it. None of the people, no one can cry. There is no angel ahead. He stands at the head of no one on earth that has ever been used for. David is confident because he is placed in the secure protection of a being whose vows is known. He is the supreme, the sovereign ruler who stands above and over all. There simply is no greater. And I want you to notice that David has placed his confidence in God's purposes. Oh, look how he tries to all be transcendent. One of the things is outside of saving in time. He's loading up with every reason, given and honor. This is the God David says, accomplishing all things for me. Transcendent and amused. He has recognized that God is not just watching the storm that has happened to us. No, the Almighty One is a plan and a purpose for all things. That is the plan for His servant. That is the divine blueprint that is completely strives above our hardship that is refuses. He is the greatest. Why do they refuse to build them up? But to allow them to be effective, or to enable them to minister to others. This is all part of God's plan, and what I've been telling you for it is that in Christianity, it's a beautiful thing. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. the God of Lords. The word, I want you to notice that David places his confidence in God's person. Jonathan is comforted in God's position, his plan, because of the influence that lie apart of those things. We will focus on two divine miracles, definitely for three. We just heard that the prophet will send heaven from heaven to save them. The one who works this miraculous fact, the one who went to remove his enemies from constantly things that are wrong. We will do so because it is a person who is marked by St. Peter, his living life is clear. Another way to remind you is that he is going back to the covenant that he made with Abraham and his descendants, where he wishes them all his love and loyalty. It is not the people that he called to himself. God's truth is immense. It is right about the firmness and the stability of the Lord's commitment. When he commits himself, these creatures who do not deserve a divine intervention. God will not do anything, they must be loyal to them. Even in the darkest days, we can have it to do it. We have to take one thing at a time. A man often lacks the stamina, the interest, and the resources to carry it out in his venture. But there is no information about such things. So we will always say the same. Always true. It is the same. And that's what the song recognizes as the Lord of the Lord of the King, the King of the Lord of the King. He has been banished. No, he's not there. He has described him in verse 4 in his poem. He says that my soul was among the lions, my lamb among those who breathe for the fire. Even if some of the men see our spears and arrows, what is the heart of the vision is exactly the those who he books, including they're like a wild beast circling their prey. They took an hour run away from when they display the nasty to find the weak spot. So they were trying the right time to count to drag down their warriors to the power of the fire. Maybe if there were words that have done tomorrow, or picked it off. But like spears in the emperor, they do rumors and innuendos to deaden the enemy. But they use their mouths to share with the character of David, to plant seeds of doubt and to make him harm. It is the day of convinced Israel of our actions to march out against the faithful son of God. And so I have used their drums and their sounds, but it is the day that rather than patterns continue to come to our words. It is the day of the Lord. They are not intending to reproach James. They do this as a fire and heart. They have been attending to fully strengthen them to make them dead. What did this song do? He reduced his pride and his repentance to a plan in your heart. David's name is said, he is the Lord of our heavens, God. Let glory be among your heart. Have heard when I said, I'm a great deal of a place, doesn't it? What is this command? Because the human brain is going at a highway top speed and all of a sudden you sit in things in your book. And just see me through. And David reflects on this astounding turn of events. He brings forth his praise once again, verses 9 and 10. He says, my heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing ever, I will sing praises. From the wicked, my glory, away, Father, my wrath, awaken the dawn. I will sing praise, O Lord, and the people that have been praises to you from the nation. For your loving kindness and grace, the heavens, your truth. David is defending himself in the Lord in a situation that is not for someone. If you don't have this part of God's position, And now is the response to me that man is simply not going to have days. What he can do is just the natural response, the overflow, one recognizes what God has done. Think of the His voice, using him to declare all God has done on his behalf. But in a second phrase, verse 8, it's to refer to the same. The thing that he is augmented by his instrument need. So some of you are ready to say that I was in praise. Yes, I will make melody or I will make music. That's what happened here. It's usually that this is the only moments who are given the delight of the song. That is even consumed by this praise. That is even in the heart. That then begins to overflow through the mouth, that it then can't stop and goes even further, impacting his hand. That it simply amplifies every new part of the whole life. So we'll see that it not only impacts the desire of me, it doesn't say it's written by our name. The decision to disrupt the words. David says, awake, my glory, awake, Father of mine, I will awake the dawn. David's true confidence to say that he's not going to delay his response. And he's not going to wait for a particular day or an hour to appear, or wait for some later hour in the day. But actually, he wants to try for him to give glory to God that he's representing. He has to wait. He's going to do that. He's going to be more than 40 dogs. He's going to be continuing fortunate heart to say they came into the Lord. And I'm going to be strong in the day, and I'm going to put a little bit of danger in the day. So the response is, and you know, he's going to have to respond. The best out there. The definition of the first one calls me on kind of exchanging the public. Well, there is no first thing that is no first thing. This is the same time as the brain for the heavens. Blessed are the nine. I will be thanks to you, O Lord, and I will be proud to praise you and your name. For your loving kindness and grace, the heaven and your truth, Did you go to the base of any bigger or bigger sins that can be remedied? Once again, if it's that loving kindness, it is that it's that hermit. The exactly is that I go off. We look at God as not alone. How does that make our aims that are standing as a governor? Because if your name is not just thinking about yourself, you're not just thinking about the loving kindness of the Lord or the faithfulness, the stability of the Lord, the remedy for yourself. Oh, how do you think about the Lord of the Lord? The Lord of the Lord is the Lord of the Lord. And the Lord of the Lord is the Lord. This is not only God, it is lavish in goodness on a particular meeting or in a particular place at a particular point in time. So, God's loving kindness and truth is so great that it is wavering upon itself. Some people that are readers today, but some people that are in this experience, so call people. The reality of these people are soft and broken in them. I'm sure that if you add up a song, the exalted of the heavens of God, where your glory, your love, your peace. We're going to put this coming. Don't be from your sorrow when the enemy approaches you with murderous intent. I'm not going to be mad when the market crashes and wipes out all your savings. When the doctor calls, let him invite you to come in to discuss some disturbing mind. What role can you do when you get here? We hear the news report of the latest controversy that threatens him, all the time, even in front of our lives. When these things occur, David teaches us through his own example and his own encounter, to be able to steady ourselves in the cross. Good to have that idea of yourself and his commentary, y'all, falling down with the cross. The ability to make this part of the land are the gospel sounds off. Because it shows the urgency of every Christian to be settled in the biblical teaching, especially with respect to crucial matters, or special matters such as the attributes of God, the gospel of salvation, the person and word of Christ, the testimony of love for the Father, and the responsibility of the Lord, the Holy Spirit. It goes on to say that Psalm 57 shows us that it is not sufficient merely to come to church and occupy the pews. We can use it as a fire, a pressure at the door, serve in the nursery, tie up our money, and even drink from the pool. But if we are not sitting on a car so long before, this gives us benefiting from our religion. When we learn to believe in Jesus, the first thing we need in our lives is to say with David, my heart is steadfast, O God. That's what we want you to be with for the attending church. Not to make the way of devotion, but opening our minds to the teaching of the Lord, not to the Lord to be a foundation of Scripture. This is also why we need to study our Bible daily, reading more, or the holy nature that will keep the ship of our faith from going out to sea when storms come. So that when the earth may see the religions from the Bible, from all the principles of the habit of the way of the Bible, none of God Jesus holds. From 57 shows the benefit of a life saturated in the Spirit, and then the Spirit. We can hold that. I used to be sick when they stormed on out of the circle. I was able to lie down and sit in the enemies. The peace of the in a novel about this time, to remind himself of his life. Describing the result. I remember the minister was involved by God. He wanted to model all things to work together for good of those who are called according to the person. He wanted to be loving hearts, never faithful, but instead to mind the head. Ground yourself in sovereignty of God. And so your heart is steady, and your mouth is steady, your hands are steady. That's what he has. Father, as we go on this morning, we want to have a couple words of knowledge tonight. We want to call out to the center of all blessings. I don't need you to give her a long way again. It's too much for us. The single grace. So with all the grace and praise to the mind, you belong. Who says that you are a God and that you will have it? Oh, remind us that you are a God who works all things for you and accomplish your will. Remind us that you are a God of life, so you will have to pass it down to work in the process to minister to the Lord. My heart is back in that moment. And here we go to the moment of grace to come to believe. Those who are willing and excited to come out of the all that you've done. To be a people who are willing to tell others about the word you've spread and the word you've secured. The Holy Spirit has already asked to be sacrificed at Calvary's cross. The more that you're working on right here, you're that as in this way, you're sacrificing your son. Calling your mind that, oh, you know better to know that. Calling you, I don't know what it is. You have a dream that's good. But the thing I have is saving the relationship. The reason I walk is to get them out. The reason I go when the storm is going, that I need to do. The pain for the time, the pain for his word, the anger, the fruit of friction, the anger, 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 the an